Heroic Stories, restoring faith in humanity, one story at a time.
Saving a Crow by The Teacher, Florida, USA. I'm a part-time adjunct teacher at the nation's largest community college in South Florida. Originally from Manhattan, New York, I've had minimal personal contact with first, nature, and second, cars. In early February 2004, after a difficult class, I headed to the parking garage. The elevator stopped on floor 4, and standing at the elevator bank was a large black bird. I knew something was wrong. Even native New Yorkers can figure out that birds don't need to use elevators, right? The elevator was too crowded to fight my way out, so I got off on the 5th floor, then returned. The bird's wing was bent in 2 weird angles. Thinking the Pelican Sanctuary in Miami could help, I tried to corral it with textbooks. I needed to wrap or box the bird something. The school's security guards rode their putt-putt vehicles by many times, and though I begged for help, were unconcerned and waved me off. The bird tried to escape this human flailing box, so we looped the entire garage. An hour later, we were back at the elevators. I descended to the vending machine, returned, and crushed some crackers for the ravenous bird. I decided to get it to the street. Corralled into a miraculously empty elevator, the bird hated the ride. 30 minutes later, we exited the lobby and he was free, if still injured. I felt awful. I couldn't get it real help and put old towels in my car for future rescues. 2 weeks later, as I parked on the 7th floor for an 8 a.m. class, lo, there was a big black bird with a bent wing. Astonished, I said, "Wait right there. I'll return at 2 p.m. to help." Sure enough, it was still there. With 2 towels, I started corralling, toreador style. I expected another long, difficult slog without help, when an angel, in the form of a mechanic, Armand, exited the elevator and immediately asked to help. He toreadored with me, actually getting down on hands and knees on the oily, dirty garage floor and reaching under cars for the bird. And catch him we did. I wrapped it up like a baby, and it yelled loudly. We were off, with this nervous, relatively new driver having Hitchcockian visions of a rescue gone wrong. Jan, at the Pelican Sanctuary, a saint, identified it as a crow, with 1 eye, a broken wing, and a broken leg. It was starving and dehydrated. I'm thrilled I had the opportunity to help, yet Armand, the mechanic, made the rescue possible. He cared and was a real miracle worker. And Jan, from the Pelican Sanctuary, deserves a medal for her help as well. I'm humbled by the unbelievable coincidence of the crow reappearing by my car. I've been in bad situations in my life where I've needed to be rescued and no help arrived. Experiencing this, experiencing Jan and Armand caring about the rescue too, allows me to feel better about that.
Visit heroicstories.org to read and leave a comment on today's story. Do you have a story to tell? Visit heroicstories.org/submit to review our story submission guidelines. Visit heroicstories.org/podcast for podcast and email subscription information, links to the Heroic Stories Facebook page, and information on sharing today's story. That's heroicstories.org/podcast.